I really want to thank the people that were here tonight. It meant a lot to our players. And so that's what I'd like to say first. And second thing is, I just thought it was a good bounce back game for us, exactly what we needed. So happy to answer questions.
Sarah John.
Your pitching staff had no walks, and I think it was 13 strikeouts. Testament to the job that they've done.
Yeah, it's a testament to the job that Matt Williams has done. And it's a testament to you had a copper freshman, Marlott freshman. Connor McCreary didn't pitch much last year, and now he's really developing nicely. And then Drake Quinn there at the end, 13 strikeouts, no walks. Tremendously impressed and happy for those guys. It's exactly what we needed.
Yeah. You shuffled the lineup a little bit. Two new guys at the top, both got on and scored in the first inning. What went into the decision? What'd you like about the look?
Those are get on base guys. Their on base percentages are extremely high, and so you want traffic when Petrie and Messina are coming to the plate. So I think Lee Croy really fit in nicely to that two hole today, and maybe he's more of a get on base and set the table kind of guy than an RBI producer, which he was in the five hole. So we'll continue to evaluate, but I like the look of Brewer Lee Croy up there, kind of setting the table for the middle of the lineup.
What did you think of the way Eddie started out tonight? And did you kind of at the beginning of the season envision a guy like him or just anyone being able to be a consistent midweek starter for this team?
Well, anytime you can have a freshman be in that role, it's such a luxury because you want to feel like you can win Tuesday games, because we know, over the years there are times you feel like you win them and there's times they're a challenge. And so to have a talented freshman that you can just put in there, and it serves two purposes. One, it helps you win the game, but two, it helps develop him as a future weekend starter. So I'm just very pleased with his progress.
In the back, Chris.
You had a 6-0 lead after the fourth inning, but had left the bases loaded three times. Was there much concern in the dugout about that, or just that's just part of baseball?
It's a work in progress for us. There's no question about that. We're not going to hide from it. But we had a big hitters meeting today with all the hitters, all the coaches, and we just talked about some things, and that's an area we know we need to improve on, and it's going to be a big part of what is our approach in all of our at-bats, not just in RBI at-bats. And so I think it will carry over, but it's not going to happen overnight. We get on base a lot. Now we just need to make that next step and get over that hump of, okay, now we're getting those guys in pretty consistently.
Yeah.
What can you share? What was kind of the main point of emphasis in that hitters meeting?
Just approach, a lot of approach. I think we've gotten a little bit too pull happy as of late, and a lot of that is how our hitters are preparing. Coaches were in the office all day yesterday talking about what can we do to help these guys, and it was really a back to the basics approach that we met with the players today, and just let them know that what has always been our foundation, especially since Monty got here last year, that really has been pushing it hard. We're just going to really make sure that we are continuing to prepare them with that foundation in mind, and that's using the whole field consistently.
And you've got a sample size now of a dozen games, five or four more, left until the start of SEC play. How much do you want to kind of tinker and look at things before getting started of SEC play, or how much is it just wanting to see guys have an opportunity to settle in?
It's both. It's both. You'd like to feel like by now you have the nine guys that are probably your starters every day so that they can really settle in and get comfortable. But by the same token, they need to earn that, and you feel like they're giving you consistent quality bats. I think we're getting close. I don't know that we're all the way there yet. But we've got, four or five more games before SEC play starts. So we need to get there pretty soon.
You pointed out McCreary and how you really like his development. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what's different about him this year to last year?
Well, everything he's doing is so much better. He's moving better. His mechanics are better. The ball is jumping out of his hand. I think he was up to 96 today. He's throwing more strikes. He looks more comfortable. It's been a tremendous transformation. And again, it's started with day one. We invested in some things with our pitchers this year that really gave them some movement profiles and evaluations and things they could work on with mobility. And then Matt, again, I keep talking about Matt. Matt's done a great job. And Connor has worked his butt off. I can tell you, Connor has worked his butt off, and he's earned the success he's having right now.